Arbitrage Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about repricing, alternative methods of online arbitrage. So FBM makes sellers a lot of money. FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, it's a beautiful acronym, so many possibilities, and someone else does most of the work. It isn't the only way that businesses thrive on Amazon though. There are other methods of online arbitrage that sellers adopt that can be very lucrative and don't involve relying on the FBA network. Whilst there is a convenience and peace of mind when Amazon take over the shipping, packing, customer service, returns and so forth, there is a cost attached. Whilst, if sellers were really honest, it is mostly worth the cost, there are cases when the work involved in manual fulfillment pays off handsomely. So MF, or FBM, Fulfillment by Merchant, has an important place in Amazon's network, and plenty of sellers reap the rewards. What is expected of you when you choose FBM? Manually fulfilling isn't without challenges or work, but it's a process that works for a lot of sellers. Whether you go all in with FBM or add it to your FBA arsenal, it should be considered. As we've seen in recent years, we can't always predict what is going to happen with much degree of certainty. The world can change quickly. Merchant Fulfillment, MF, saved a lot of businesses in 2020 in some marketplaces and helped the growth of plenty of others. Having it in your locker, even if it's not one of your primary methods of online arbitrage, is going to be useful at some stage. Little changes in terms of sourcing for FBM other than the analysis results. Using a deal analysis tool like BuyWhatPro will simplify finding FBM specific deals, but the process of sourcing, buying and having product shipped to you is no different. As the name suggests, you will have to pack and ship to customers using the prompts you get from Seller Central. After this point, most of Amazon's job is done, it's over to you. Getting products to the customer, so choosing a reliable and good value shipping company and using good quality packaging will be the big task. Although having a system in place will pay off if you have sourced well. You'll be required to deal with customers if they have any queries throughout the process or dealing with returns, but this is extremely rare in terms of percentage of sales. There are some distinct advantages of manually fulfilling products, of course. You'll have less restrictions when it comes to hazmat products. Amazon are concerned with the well-being of their employees and safety in the fulfillment network, so only certain sellers are approved to sell what they consider to be dangerous goods. If you aren't using FBA or the fulfillment network at all, then you won't have to join the Dangerous Goods program. Yes, your chosen shipping company might have some guidance for how to send some items, but MF might be the only way to sell some ASINs. You can also compete more directly with FBA sellers if you are flexible. If you can commit to shipping items same or next day, then you can access the Seller Fulfilled Prime program as well. This will mean you will have the Prime badge on those Amazon listings, which means customers won't easily differentiate you from FBA sellers, even though you could be selling cheaper by way of manually fulfilling. For many, running a business means doing the nitty-gritty, so with Amazon reselling the packing, shipping and customer service, and the additional profit margins in a lot of cases will be worth it. Even if it isn't for you on a large scale, adding MF to your business for some listings will pay off. Are merchant fulfilled products harder to price? Well, there is a different dimension to pricing MF or FBM listings that isn't nearly as impactful on FBA sales. In fact, Fulfilled by Amazon is that different dimension. FBA sellers don't have to make too many concessions to FBM sellers on the same listing. They can price above them and still get the buy box. Sellers who manually fulfill have rather more variables to consider, not at least what the low FBA seller is priced at. There is not a lot of science behind what the tipping point is for a customer to choose an FBM price to save money and not getting the full Amazon FBA benefits, the Amazon Prime service many are paying for. Even more challenging can be grabbing the buy box. Trying to manually price an MF listing to not only compete with other MF sellers, but also find the point at which you might snatch the buy box from FBA listings is not going to be easy. Apart from anything else, the pricing, especially for FBA sellers, can be dynamic, very dynamic. FBA sellers wouldn't expect to effectively compete on busy listings without a repricer. It's perhaps more imperative for FBM listings to have a repricer in their corner. The fact is that most merchant fulfilled products will be able to be price lower than the same fulfilled through the FBA network. The fees are almost always lower. That the FBA fee, sometimes the highest fee, is zero is a good start. There are costs that MF sellers will incur that those selling on FBA won't. Of course, the FBA fee isn't there for nothing. FBM listings will need to be packed well and shipped. Packaging can be picked up relatively affordably, though knowing your preferred shipping cost will make a huge difference. Mostly, pricing can be pitched lower than FBA sellers, buying price being the same. Even with these additional costs, the role of a repricer here will be to find the sweet spot below FBA sellers to get the buy box and fend off other FBM listings. Luckily, there are a range of MF algorithmic strategies in Profit Protector Pro that specialize in this. They are named similarly to the FBA counterparts to make it just as simple to choose the one that fits how you want your repricing to go. Having the AI in your corner will mitigate much of the pricing difficulties for MF listings. That juggling act is what the algorithmic strategies for both FBA and FBM listings is designed for. No linear price movements that can only follow or tank prices too quickly. Actual thoughtful price moves to make the most of any opportunities on a listing. Yes, the MF algorithms have to use a little more brain power than for FBA listings. That's the challenge of pricing manually fulfilled stock though. Dealing with a multitude of listings and considering both MF and FBA listings, especially not knowing the point at with Amazon will share the buy box with the former, makes it impossible to effectively manage pricing manually. MF sellers are already spending a bit more time on the fulfillment process. There is, therefore, less time to spend repricing listings themselves. The repricing options for FBM sellers. Profit Protector Pro is well regarded for its adoption of algorithmic strategies and use of AI for Amazon FBA sellers. And this is no less true for those doing FBM. In fact, the MF strategies mimic the strategy levels for FBA sellers. The four algorithmic strategies, there are non-algorithmic options too for those who prefer a more linear approach, cover aggressive to passive tactics depending on how badly you want sales. The MF aggressive sales generator will almost certainly drop prices in search of the buy box, albeit increase them when they win it. If the listing isn't ultra competitive, it is unlikely you will need it. Aggressive strategies for both FBA and MF sellers are really there for those listings where other sellers are stuck with rule-based repricing and get caught in a downward spiral. Their prices can't go up without a seller who intentionally pushes the prices up, something that AI in Profit Protector Pro does incessantly when the opportunity arises. As with the equivalent FBA strategy, MF Balance Sales Accumulator is a safer place to position yourself at the start. It has an aggressive streak, but without dropping prices as much to steal sales. All of the strategies move to raise the price, but this one and MF Cautious Sales Enhancer keep a balanced view of pricing, reducing risk but also gaining sales. Taking a more passive approach with a dynamic profit builder isn't necessarily sacrificing sales, as with all strategies, it is about matching a strategy with the right listing. You could use it for a listing you want to sit back on, after all you aren't paying Amazon for storage fees like FBA sellers will over time, but it is also effective for those less competitive listings. The ones where sellers aren't pushing hard for sales, but the price is at a nice profit margin already. A gradual push up on price with this one will mean that you may well find yourself with some sales at a healthier profit than expected. Make sure your migrated shipping template in PPP is accurate, as all of these strategies will take your postage costs into account when pricing. Watching PPP in action using the history tab on any product in your inventory is even more fun with MF than FBA listings, as to take more into account, so there can be some really insightful and intelligent moves made to grab those sales. Books are a very specialized category. Amazon famously started as a bookseller out of Jeff's garage. It's still considered a core part of their fabric, but has a life of its own as a category. There is a nuance to selling books that has a different vibe to other categories. Selling new books isn't quite as specialized as selling used, so plenty of online arbitrage sellers still filter books into their inventory. The different subconditions for books does make it quite complex, and the really successful booksellers have an extraordinary understanding of those nuances. That also makes it a very difficult ball game for repricing. A lot of sellers will manually reprice used books because of the slower sales that often come from selling them, assuming that prices also don't move much. This is exactly the reason why they shouldn't manually reprice though. Yes, largely speaking, sales are slower, but this means sellers are likely to visit their listings far less often. Used book sellers often have just one item across hundreds of listings, if not more. Reviewing all those listings when you only have one or two in each is not going to be a daily occurrence or even weekly. At any time, as with any listing on Amazon, another seller can jump onto it or a seller drop off or change adjusting their pricing. This is the danger of any manual repricing, even in the slower selling categories. Profit Protector Pro's used goods books algorithmic strategy has your back. AI needs to be particularly on the ball to handle the different approaches needed, something that does not phase ours. Amazon is a unique retailer in that prices are dictated by sellers, not by a manufacturer or retailer. Effectively, they are market prices. Goods are only worth what someone is going to pay. No less true than in used books. A lot of research can go into setting pricing for used books, so to make that time and effort well spent by ensuring the price they are sold at is crucial. That's where an algorithmic strategy will be beneficial. When a sale does happen, you want it to maximize the profit margin you'll get. The AI will avoid chasing prices when there is competition, but also react if activity changes at any time, and it can to avoid losing a sale. As our name suggests, protecting profit is the number one goal. Making sales is a part of that goal, of course. There is no profit without a sale, after all. The used goods books algorithmic strategy, or the AI that powers it, has learned how the category and the subconditions within it operate and acts, and it will find an appropriate price level based on the closest condition listings. Clever? Yes, that describes the AI across all of its strategies. However, this one uses data from other listings to make decisions. We think it's beyond clever. Whilst it is the oldest category on Amazon, it is one of the more complex ones to navigate. For those considering selling used goods or books, this is a significantly risk-reducing way to dip your toes in and see if you have the noose to crack it. MF or FBM. Does it need to be an exclusive model for sellers? Mixing up FBA and FBM is going to be a very effective way to maximize your sourcing. Plenty of products will be a deal for one and not the other. Pick and choose the manually fulfillable deals that will work for your time and circumstances. It may well be that you only need a couple of hours a week to manage if you are cute with it. The same goes with any alternative methods of online arbitrage that you haven't investigated yet. Being flexible and dynamic with your business is as important as ever. Don't eliminate profit-making opportunities too quickly. So that was a little bit about FBA, a little bit about FBM, and how you can switch up your repricing to compensate for both. The more tools that you can incorporate into your business will mean that you have more success and be a well-rounded seller. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
The Online Arbitrage Podcast.